It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about the cutthroat world of barbecue competitions.
First, former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold announced this morning that he's running for Senate in 2016. His announcement sets the stage for a likely rematch of his 2010 race with Senator Ron Johnson, who ultimately won that seat.
Feingold shared the news in a video speaking at his home in Middleton. Let's give a listen to that now.
People tell me all the time that our politics in Washington are broken, and that multimillionaires, billionaires, and big corporations are calling all the shots. They especially say this about the U.S. Senate, and it's hard not to agree. But what are we going to do? Get rid of the Senate? Actually, no one I've listened to says we should throw in the towel and give up. And I don't think that either. Instead, let's fight together for change. That means helping to bring back to the U.S. Senate strong independence, bipartisanship, and honesty. So, today, I'm pleased to announce that I'm planning to run for the United States Senate in 2016.
The voice of Russ Feingold there. Joining us now to talk about that 2016 Senate race is Charles Franklin, professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be back.
Well, so the news out there right now that Russ Feingold going to run for his seat again in 2016. He lost to Ron Johnson in 2010. Was this a surprise to anyone?
Well, I don't think so. When Feingold left the government service, the State Department service, in February, I believe it was, he said he would be going around the state and listening to people. And I think it had been rumored that he would make a announcement sometime in the spring. So today is maybe not the date that we were expecting, but certainly it's the right season when we've been led to think he probably would announce.
We're a year and a half away from that 2016 election. Governor Scott Walker has not even announced that he's running for president. So is this early for an announcement like this for the Senate?
Well, it does seem like it is part of the chain of moving elections earlier and earlier. If we go back to 2010, Ron Johnson didn't enter the race until May, or maybe it was even the 1st of June. Up until April in 2010, former Governor Thompson was actually talking about running. So if, by that standard of 6 years ago, this is very early to start a campaign. But you look at the presidential race, you look at Governor Walker and the activities of all the other potential and declared candidates, and I think we have moved elections up fully into the year before the election instead of waiting until the spring of the election year.
Now, Senator Ron Johnson has been asked about what he thinks about a potential Russ Feingold entering the race, and he hasn't said, oh, and by the way, I'm not running. He seems to be in it. But do we definitely know that he's going to run in 2016?
Well, he hasn't declared, as far as I know, but he certainly has given every indication of running. It would be, I think, at this point, a very big surprise if he changed his mind and decided not to run.
Looking back at that 2010 matchup between Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold, what happened?
Well, there are several things that were going on. One that I think does have to be recognized is the huge wave election of 2010 that swept Republicans into office at all levels, governors, senators, members of the House of Representatives, and legislators. 2010 was a exceptionally good year for Republicans all over. But it also is fair to say that during that time, candidate Ron Johnson developed a fairly positive image with voters. And Senator Feingold at the time was seen as not as likely to create jobs in the country during that campaign, and less able to bring about change in the Senate. So I think there were particular aspects of the race that had to do with the two candidates, Johnson and Feingold, and their records and backgrounds, but it was also in the context of an election year in which Republicans were advantaged nationwide.
Feingold has been doing various things in time between that loss, and now he's been a law professor, he's been an envoy in Africa. Why is he picked now to try to get back in it, or rather 2016?
Well, aside from the fact that it's a rematch with Senator Johnson a chance to have that do-over, if you will. The previous Senate race in 2012 involved Tammy Baldwin and was rather quickly followed rather quickly on the heels of the 2010 defeat. So I expect a little more time between the races as part of this. But Senator Johnson remains surprisingly well-known in the state, given that he has been out of office for going on 5 years now and out of the state for most of that time. In our April poll, we found that just 26% said they didn't know enough about him to have an opinion of him. In contrast, Senator Johnson, 39% said they didn't have an opinion about him. So despite being out of office, Senator Feingold remains a bit better known than our current senior senator, Senator Johnson.
We're talking right now with Charles Franklin, professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. We've been previewing next year's Senate race. Today, former Senator Russ Feingold announced his campaign in 2016. Looks like a matchup between Senator Ron Johnson and former Senator Russ Feingold. And you were starting to get into the polls there, and I know that you've done some polling on a potential matchup. What have you found?
Well, in April, we polled the state, and this is among registered voters statewide. And at that point, 54% preferred Feingold, 38% for Johnson, 9% undecided. We have to hasten to say how early this is. This is a first impression. If you will, this is where the two have lined up at the starting line with Feingold a bit ahead. But how they run the race and who finishes first across the finish line is the critical thing, and we have a very long ways to go. But I think that 54-38 number suggests that Feingold enters with a considerable amount of support and goodwill in the state.
So is Ron Johnson considered vulnerable at this point based on numbers like that?
Well, I think he's considered vulnerable partly from that, partly from the 39% that can't rate him. Of those who could, though, 32 have a favorable view, 29 an unfavorable view of Ron Johnson. So he's not a lot above water, not a lot net positive, but he is some. Feingold's much better, though, at 47-26, so a very high plus 21 net favorable. But before the Feingold forces celebrate that too much, it's worth remembering that when Tommy Thompson entered the Senate race in January of 2012, he had a 49-31 net favorable, almost as strong, and yet fell off to 37-51 by the election and, of course, lost to Tammy Baldwin. So that's another way of saying that both Thompson and Feingold come into their races as longtime office holders with lots of goodwill. But the Thompson example is a warning that that early goodwill can be lost over the course of the campaign.
Now, based on that campaign announcement video that we heard and his past track record, Feingold's big platform seems to be getting big money out of politics, campaign finance reform. So the question becomes, how do you beat the drum for those causes and still raise money for your campaign?
Well, this has been an issue for him before, and in the new money world of the post-Citizens United decisions that has really opened the floodgates for independent expenditures, this will be a challenge for Feingold. How does he adapt to the modern world of campaign finance without handicapping himself by refusing supporters' money, or on the other hand, without a large flip-flop on the issue of money? That's an issue that remains to be seen. Also, in his opening statements in that video, he emphasized a more populist notion that the country has got too much influence from millionaires and billionaires. So it will also be interesting how he plays the populism card going forward into the campaign.
And on the other hand, Ron Johnson apparently has said that, unlike last time, he is not going to put his own money up for 2016's campaign. What do you make of that and the effect that could have?
Well, Senator Johnson has been raising a good bit of money. I think in the last quarterly report from the Federal Election Commission, he had his best fundraising quarter ever. So he's certainly running a more conventional campaign in which donors drive the campaign rather than self-financing. That's not unusual for a second-term senator, even if they self-finance the first. There are a few that have continued to self-finance, but most move to the more normal fundraising and campaign contributors.
Charles, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
We've been talking to Charles Franklin, professor of law and public policy at Marquette University and director of the Marquette Law School poll. We've been looking at next year's Senate race after former Senator Russ Feingold's campaign announcement this morning.